Today, WorkSafe Tasmania has issued court improvement notices on 10 court premises around the state, and they've been in this way for a long time, in fact, and the ones on the northwest coast are the Burnie Magistrates Court, the Devonport Magistrates Court, the Currie Magistrates Court on King Island, which is actually the council chambers, Queenstown Magistrates Court, and the Smithton Magistrates Court, which I think is now actually closed. The Police Association of Tasmania have been lobbying for a long time to get these improvements done, and obviously it's a welcome result for them, but still a fair way to go. The President of the Police Association of Tasmania is Colin Riley. Good afternoon, Colin.
Good afternoon, Martin.
You've been lobbying for this for over 10 years now, in fact, so it's finally got a bit of traction.
Well, it's just been such an intriguing journey for us, Martin. It's been over a decade. In 2019, the Police Association worked with the WorkSafe regulator, and an improvement notice was issued in February last year, and for some reason it was withdrawn in July last year. So WorkSafe continued to do an investigation and resulted in three improvement notices being issued very recently in relation to all those 10 courts that you made mention of. So it's a fantastic outcome, and now we will push to the point that the remediations occur.
Yeah, as I mentioned, the five on the northwest coast, there's 10 statewide as well, and there on the east coast, Hobart, Launceston, in fact, all over the state. Sadly, I know that you would have preferred that Tasmania Police or the Justice Department would have reacted to your calls for improvement over the last 10 years or so, but sadly, it's got to the point where now they have to because WorkSafe Tasmania's got involved. It should never have got to that point, should it?
It should never have got to that point, and unfortunately what we're seeing here is WorkSafe has used legislative powers to bring about change, and the change that's being instigated or being brought into operation is effectively things that employers should be doing under the Work Health Safety Act, and they should be proactively looking at these things. So it is a little bit sad that a legislative tool or power had to be used to bring about change. It could be a lot easier and done a lot more beneficial if it was actually the employers. I'm talking about the Department of Justice and Tasmania Police work to bring about these changes.
And it's not just police officers, even though I mean, that's who you're lobbying for. I mean, other court officers and staff, they're also at risk, aren't they?
Oh, without a doubt.
And the public too, safety. And the public as well.
Oh, yeah. So this is about safety in those court premises. So it includes victims, witnesses, solicitors, journalists, police prosecutors and also police witnesses who are there just to give evidence and they don't have all their accoutrements. So there's a whole lot of members of the community that will be impacted and in a safer court environment.
The notice from WorkSafe Tasmania, I'll just quote a bit of this. It says that people are exposed to the risk of physical injury, assault and dangerous, disruptive or prohibited objects. Such exposure being caused through the lack of effective security arrangements concerning the exercise of powers and performance of functions of security officers to ensure the safe and efficient management of court premises includes, but not limited to, the provision of safe entry and egress to and from court premises by workers and others, including, but not limited to, security screening arrangements, capability to detect and prevent entry into or onto court premises of all dangerous, disruptive or prohibited objects, including the safe storage of such items, which might from time to time be seized, secured or surrendered, and the existence of uncontrolled physical and psychological risks to the health and safety of workers and others within the court premises. It's quite an extensive list, Colin.
It's an extensive list. And look, in a nutshell, it is there must be effective screening to get into the court, which is equivalent to what they have at Parliament House or what they have at the airports. And then security need to be properly trained, properly equipped, to have the right processes and protocols so they can deal with anything that happens in that court environment. So it is extensive, and I must say, an improvement notice says it's all going to be fixed by the end of this month.
Well, that was my next question, actually. I don't know whether that's going to happen.
Well, this is the notice they've been served. So Justice will have to seek an extension, and obviously we're going to be very carefully looking at the reasons for the extension and any potential timeline looking to be sought.
When you look at that list, as I've just mentioned then, when you think about it, it shows that none of those buildings are really fit for purpose.
Well, that is correct. And the other thing, that improvement notice you just read out is nearly identical to the improvement notice that was issued in February 2020 by the WorkSafe regulator. So it's not just by the end of this month. It's been over 12 months since the initial improvement notice was issued that was then withdrawn.
Yeah, maybe they're hiding behind the pandemic. I've seen that used as an excuse for a lot of things. You know, obviously it wouldn't have happened last year, perhaps because of that. I don't know.
Look, it is true and it's possible, but I can see no impediment to this being advanced. Just coming back to what you said before, Martin, you know, the Police Association advocated for a reliable incident response model that was implemented. We actually, after 2 years, ended up going to the Supreme Court with Tasmania Police to get proper application of the Work Health Safety Act in relation to vehicle acquisition. So there was orders given by the Supreme Court last year. These improvements notice now, and we've got 9 other things we're pursuing. So, Martin, we've got solutions and we're trying to progress them as quickly as we can for the safety of our members but also the community.
It's a sad indictment, as you said earlier, that they have to use legislative powers and you've got to take those matters to the Supreme Court, for example, to get a result.
It is. And things would be a lot more beneficial if we could just, the powers could be executed or the responsibilities under the Work Health Safety Act could just be applied and people do them. We wouldn't have to go down through this long, laborious, drawn-out path. But we'll get there, Mark. We'll get there.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to happen by the end of the month. But let's hope that they just don't brush this one under the carpet and don't use the pandemic as an excuse for anything. And we want to see these improvements made as soon as possible. And it's not just, as I said, for police officers. It's for everybody, including members of the public. So it's something that needs to be done.
And Martin, you're exactly right. And our driver is, at any one time, 8% of police officers in this state are on open workers' compensation claims. The courts is one of 9 elements we're trying to remediate so that our members are safer and we reduce the numbers on open workers' compensation claims.
Absolutely. I know we've had that discussion before, Colin, and I understand totally where you're coming from. Thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.